So here I am in the James Joyce Museum in Dublin. Look, it's a gorgeous 1790 house. And look at the stencil work here. Surely it's not original, it's been touched up. And that little painting there. Okay, the relief sculpture of this, well, almost nude. So you can see it's neoclassical. Anyway, some of the furniture is 19th century, but none of it's 18th century. So all about James Joyce. Look how high the windows and the ceilings are. Space, sense of luxury. Of course, makes it expensive to heat, having to burn wooden coal here. I wonder if the chimney still works. I think they're not allowed in Dublin anymore because there was such pollution in the 1950s. All right, and so then it was owned by Mr. Graham. There was Dennis Magin, a well-known Dublin character, who changed his name to Maghini, pretending to be Italian, a dance teacher, called himself a professor. And he was allowed to rent this room and use it as a ballroom, a rather small ballroom for his dance classes. But anyway, 1982, here you can see the sign in the papers. There's Senator David Norris, who lives directly across the street, almost directly across the street, whom I met just minutes ago by chance. And there's James Joyce. Okay. And so Dubliners, Finnegan Wake, the Dubliners, the band, and there's a song, Finnegan's Wake, which predates the dream novel by James Joyce. That's Dennis Magin, who had the alias Maghini, and so on. So there he is again. And he appears as a character in Ulysses by James Joyce. So James Joyce had very poor eyesight. So he's the eldest of a dozen children. John Stanislaus Joyce from Cork was his father, who'd studied medicine at University College Cork, or the Queen's College it was then, and had dropped out, moved to Dublin, managed a brewery, tried to be a home rule councillor, various things like that, rather disruptive, irresponsible character. And his mother, he was very close, so she died at the age of 44, partly strain brought on by too many gravidities. There she is. Here's Joyce. Is that the first photo of him, age six, half past six, as he put it, about to enrol at Clongowes Wood, which is the sort of the posh Catholic boys' school in Kildare, and his father and his grandfather, and so on. And then his long-term relationship with Mrs. Nora Barnacle, this chambermaid from Galway. His mother said, Barnacle, she'll stick to you. I went with her to Paris, and so on. They had two children. They got married after about 30 years of their relationship, married in a registry office in London. He briefly lived in London in the 1930s. He'd known Ezra Pound there. He'd also been in London very briefly in the just before the First World War. So Joyce was British throughout his life. He never claimed Irish citizenship, despite not being unionist, not really being nationalist either, and very sceptical of the Catholic Church in which he was brought up. So that's a little bit about the James Joyce Museum. Maybe getting some ideas of the dimensions. When I look these back, I'm always conscious that I turn too fast. So allow you to actually absorb, study what you're looking at before turning around, okay? So that's not what I call the garden, the courtyard, do you see? And I suppose there was a lane at the back for the servants to go in and out, the horse-drawn carriages to go in and out, because, of course, until a century ago, everybody had to have horses. Upper-class house would have their carriage and their horses and the mews at the back for the carriage, the equines and the ostler. Right, toodaloo.